Who walked off with that clock?
Listen, until last week.
Does that be on my watch?
Should I have a watch? Should I set an alarm?
An alarm. I used to have a student that used to have an alarm. Yeah.
It was Boucher, though.
That's right. You remember?
Of course.
You were in the share then?
No. Oh. Rebbe just told us the story.
I don't know whatever happened to him. So we have a book that's called Toras Kohanim, Sikhot Debei Rav, the commentary of the Tanoim on Chumash Vayikra. The commentary on Shmos is called Mechilta. The commentary on Bamidbar Dvarim is called the Sifrei Debei Rav. And on Vayikra, it's called the Sifra Debei Rav. Sifra means HaSefer. Sifra means with the Hey Hayidia. Like Yoma means HaYom, Yom Kippur, Yoma. So Sifra means HaSefer, that's Vayikra. And Toras Kohanim begins with the Brayso of Bishmar Loim, and Bishlosh HaSemiris HaTor, and the Dreshes Bam. So it says, Kal V'chaymer Ketzad. Rashi says, on Chofeh Mer Aleph, Rashi says this, Midin Kal V'chaymer Ketzad. Rashi said this appears in the beginning of the Toras Kohanim, and all the additions. And then it adds on, Dayo. Dayo Levamen Adin Lios Kinodin. So the Gemara said, this is the machlokes between Rav Tarfon and the Chachamim. They both subscribe to the fact, they both agree there is a principle of Dayo Levamen Adin Lioskin Odom. What does it mean? Tosfos said, what do you mean? You can't exceed what's given in the premises. So you kill every Kavachaymer then. So Tosfos explains, no, Dayo means you can't change on any existing din. If you develop a Kavachaymer, you make a Kavachaymer to come up with a new din that you didn't know before. Okay, that's what Kal V'chaymer is all about. Kal V'chaymer is a legitimate need, though. But to change any existing din, that you can't do. So that's over here. You're trying to change, Rav Tarfon is trying to change the din. The din, it says in the Chumash, that Karen pays Chatzin Nezik. He claims, based on the Kal V'chaymer, is changing the din. That Karen, B'chatzin Nezik, pays Nezik Shom. So the Chachamim, we don't accept his opinion. We say, Dayo. And how does he defend his Shita? So he says, Hecha, the Mifel, Kal V'chaymer, Amrinan Dayo. Loy Amrinan Dayo. Dayo is only if the Kal V'chaymer teaches you something, so you wanted to really go all the way with the Kal V'chaymer, so then you say, no, Dayo Lovim and Adin Lioskinon. But if it'll turn out, after applying Dayo, the Kal V'chaymer might not tell you anything, everything just stays the way it was before, you didn't even come up with any new din at all, then Rav Tarfon has a machlokes. You don't pass like Rav Tarfon. Tarfon has a machlokes with the Chachamim. He thinks, hey, in the Mifel, Kal V'chaymer, then you don't apply Dayo. So Gemara was discussing, is there a Tana who holds that you don't apply Dayo? Is there a Tana who just denies Dayo? Is there a Tana who never holds from Dayo, even if it's Loi Mifel Kal V'chaymer? He just doesn't hold from Dayo. So first the Gemara thought, what's the din? Tipa shichva zera is metame b'mago, not b'masa. Ziva is a different thing. Ziva is a sickness. Shichva zera is normal. Men have shichva zera. Ziva is a sickness, a condition, a medical condition. So if you have a tipas ziva, that's metame b'mago u'b'masa. Even if you're wearing gloves and you're not touching the ziva, but it's metame b'masa. What if you have Shichva Zera Shel Hazav? So that's a Machlokes HaTanoim, the Gemara quotes. Shichva Zera Shel Hazav, that's 6 lines from the bottom of Chofei Amir Aleph. Disnan, the Tanya, the Gemara, Braisa, Shichva Zera Shel Hazav, Metabe B'magav, Enem Tame B'masar, Blazer says Shichva Zera Shel Hazav, the same as any other Shichva Zera. Only Metabe B'magav, not B'masar. B'shua says, no, Af Metame B'masar, why? So he says, Lefi She'yefshe B'lo Tzich Tzuch Eziva. That's why. Akanakam Reb Shu Hasman Shev Shablot Tzuch Ziva Halav Hochi Loi. He would have agreed with Reb Lezer that Shichva Zera Shel Zav is only mitame bimago and not mitame bimaso. So the Gemara says there is a Mishnah that Shichva Zera Shel Zav is mitame bimaso. In other words, we don't pass like Reb Lezer. That's not such a big chiddush. The Gemara says in different places, Reb Lezer Shamutehu. Reb Lezer was from the Beis Shammai, and that's why whenever he disagrees, Ruba de Ruba, when he disagrees with Reb Yeshua, we don't accept Reb Lezer's opinion. We rarely paskan like Reb Lezer. The Gemara, I think, says in neither. There are only three or four cases in Taurus where we paskan like Reb Lezer. So we don't paskan like Reb Lezer here. We paskan like Reb Yeshua. Sheikh Vazera Shalazav is metame b'masa. Not only b'maga, metame b'masa also. But the question is that because of the reason that Reb Yeshua said? It's metame b'masa because the yefshe b'lo tzichtzuch eziva? Is that the reason why? Here the Rishonim ask Akasha, yefshe b'lo tzichtzuch eziva, but it should be bottled b'roiv. It sounds like the roiv of the ziva is ziva. And there's a little bit tzichtzuch, the roiv of the Sheikh Vazera is Sheikh Vazera, and the Miyot Shebo is going to be a little bit of Ziva mixed in with the Sheikh Vazera. So why don't you say that it's bottled Beroiv? What does it help? The Efshev Balot Tzuch Ziva, let the Tzuch Ziva be bottled Beroiv. So in Shulchan Aruch they quote, there's a Mordechai who asked Akasha, and he gives an answer that they discuss in Shulchan Aruch, since that's the natural way it develops in the body. They can't say that it's bottle bereif. It's bolo oil mitarubis. It's bolo oil mitarubis. That's the way it develops in the body. Question: What kind of an answer is that? So a new klal. Okay, that's what the Mordechai answers. So what does the Gemara say? There's a Mishnah in Kalim that seems to say halacha lemaisa like Reb Yeshua, but not for his reason, not because he epsher. What does it say there? It says, Ovis Hatuma, that's the first daf in Baba Kam. Ovis Hatuma are three, Asheres Vashich Vazer Vatome Meis. These are Ovis Hatuma. Then it says, Lemaila Mehem, the Ovis Hatuma, Asheres Vashich Vazer Vatome Meis. A Meis himself is what is an Avi Avois Hatuma. So if someone attends a funeral, he becomes an Av Hatuma. Then if he touches someone else, he makes that person into a Rishon L'tumah. Rishon L'tumah can only be mitame ochle mamashkim, cannot be mitame odem mekelim. That was on the first daf in Baba Kama. There are four categories of things that are roi l'kabal tumah, odem mekelim, ochle mamashkim. So odem mekelim can only be mekabal tumah from an av hatumah or above, av or avi avois. And ochle mamashkim can even be mekabal tumah from a toldo. So again, so the tome meis is an av hatumah. Sheretz vashich vazera. But Tomei Meis, the person who attended the funeral, the Meis is the Avi Avois HaTumah. Whenever the Tumah is transmitted, the Gemara said, told the same, Lav Keretzmeh, the Tumah goes down on Madrega, always goes down. So the Meis is Avi Avois. When someone attends the funeral, becomes an Av HaTumah. So the Tomei Meis is an Av HaTumah. So if he touches someone else, he makes that person into a Rishon LeTumah. Rishon LeTumah can only be Tamei Ochlem Mashkin. Okay. So now it says in the Mishnah, those three, Asheretz Vashich Vazer Vatomi Meis, are only Mitame B'Maga, Lamaila Mehem, a higher level of Tumah that not only is a Mitame B'Maga, it's even Mitame B'Maso. That's what Rashi, the bottom Rashi, explains. So what are the things that are Mitame B'Maso? It says, Zovo Shol Zav, V'Roko, V'Shich Vazaroi, Umei Meiraglov, V'Dam Hanido. All of these are called Mayonis Azav. Mayonis Azav. See, these are all Mitame Beim Mimago, Beim Mimasa. The Av HaTumah, it's not Avi Avois. It's an Av HaTumah. But it's not only Mitame Bimago, it's also Mitame Bimasa. So the question is, obviously this Mishnah in Kalim is against Reb Lezer, because it says, Sheikh Vazara Shel Zav, is an av hatumah metame b'mago u'b'masa. Reb Lezer hol shich v'zav shal zav is only metame b'maga. That was the machlokes of Lezer and Reb Yeshua. So the Mishnah in Kalim goes like Reb Yeshua, but the Gemara says it's lab mitamei. The Mishnah doesn't say the same as Reb Yeshua lefi she'efshel leziva yefshel l'shich v'zav shal zav. If that would be the reason why, then the Gemara says it should say Zovah Shal Zav Shich Vazaroi, and then Roka Meimei Raglov. etc. The fact that it's moved away, it says Zovish al Zav, it's been Tamim Magamasa, Roko is a Pasuk of Chumash, then it says Sheikh Vazir. So it sounds from the Mishnah, it's like Rabbi Shua Velab Mitaimei, that Sheikh Vazir Shal Zav is Mitaimei, the Maga Ube Masa, not because of Yepshe Belot Tzuch Eziva. That's what the Gemara in Kain, Lissani Gabi Zovo. Let it say Sheikh Vazir right after the word Zov Shal Zav, Maishman Diktan La Gabi Rokan, Mshum Dosi Mi Roka, it's a Kavachama from Roko. So it's a Kavachama from Roko. If it's a Kavachama from Roko, so the Gemara says, why don't you just say, but Sheikh Vazir normally of an Adam Tohar, he was an Adam Tohar. Once he has the Sheikh Vazir, becomes a Balkari. So Sheikh Vazir of a person who's not a Zav. Okay. Sheikh Vazir of a person who's not a Zav is only Mitame Bimaga. So he trying to learn out that Sheikh Vazir of a person who's a Zav is not only Mitame Bimaga, it's Mitame Bimasa as well. You're changing an already existing din. The din exists. The Sheikh Vazir is Mitame Bimaga, not Bimasa. That's the first Mishnah. Ovis Atuma. Asheretz v'sheikh v'zera tami meis. L'mayla mehem a higher level of sheikh v'zera shel zav, which is metame b'masa, not because of Rabbi Shua's consideration. Yev shebelo tzich tzuch eziva. If that were the reason for the Mishnah, it should be written, zov shel zav v'sheikh v'zarai v'roko. So the fact that it's moved in, it's the third spot in the Mishnah, it's not the second. You see that it's learned out from the Kavachamim from Roko. So the Gemara says, why don't you learn out what happened to the din of Dayo? How can you change the already existing din? So that was the question. Is this Hecha de Mifra Kavachamim or Hecha de la Mifra Kavachamim? That was what the Gemara discussed before. Would you have known that Sheikh Vazir Shel Hazav is Metameh B'maga anyway? The Torah says Sheikh Vazir is Metameh B'maga. Sheikh Vazir of a person is not a Zav, is Metameh B'maga. So why should I have thought that Sheikh Vazir Shel Hazav is not Metameh B'maga, not Metameh at all? That you need a Kavachayma to teach you, a Kavachayma from Rope, to teach you that it's Metameh. So that was the Gemara, was going back and forth on that, on Amud Aleph. Maybe I can say, Misha Keri Goram Loi, Yotzah Shein Keri Goram Loi, Dabar Achad Goram Loi. Here the Sheikh Vazir came out, Machmas Haziva. So maybe you shouldn't have a din of maybe you shouldn't be Metame at all. So I need the Kalbachamah from Broko to tell me that it's Metame. So why not, if so, why not apply, so apply Dayo, because it's Loi Mifra Kalbachamah. So that was the Shailan Amar Aleph. Is this here? We're not applying Dayo. We're saying that the Sheikh Vazir Shel Hazav is Metameh B'masa, not just Metameh B'maga. We're saying it's Metameh B'masa. We're changing the din. Sheikh Vazir Shel Tohar is only Metameh B'maga. Sheikh Vazir Shel Hazav, there's no pasik. So we're saying it's a Kavachemer, and it's Kavachemer from Roko. And it's Metame B'masa. So that's the question. We're changing the already existing din. Is this called Mifra Kavachaymer? Eloi Mifra Kavachaymer. Okay. So that was a discussion on Amar Aleph. Is this considered Mifra Kavachaymer? Eloi Mifra Kavachaymer. Okay. So now the Gemara says, we got another source on this topic. That you apply Dayo in a situation where you have a Kavachaymer, there if you'll apply that you still don't say Dayo. In other words, you never say Dayo. Is there a Tana who denies that you say Dayo? Tarfin only denies it when it's Mifra Kavachaymer. The Gemara says, even Karen Bechatzan Nizik pays Nezik Shalom, but the Nezik Shalom is Migufo. It's not Min Aliyah. Because to say Min Aliyah, you're changing the din, and you say Dayo Levo Min Adin, Liyaskadan. Arab Tarfin holds you don't say Dayo. If you would say Dayo, you would only pay Chatzin. The Gemara says, no. That's Mifra Kavachaymer, but to go to change the din on two scores, to change the din, that it should be Nezik Shalom. Karen Bechatzel on Nezik, it should be Nezik Shalom, and the Nezik Shalom should be No Aliyah, so that's to say Dayo Lavam Adin. So Rav Tarfon also believes in Dayo, But when you get to the Chatzi Nezek, that's Mifel Kavachayma. When you get to the Migufa Menaliya, that's like Mifel Kavachayma. So now the Gemara claims that they think that there's a Tana who never holds from Dayom. What's the din over here? Mafatz b'meis. What's the din of a Mafatz? What's the story of a Mafatz? So there are four categories of things that have a Kabbal Tumah. Odom, Kelim, Ochlam, and Mashkin. Okay? What's the story with Kelim? Which Kelim are Mekabbal Tumah? So the Torah has different metals are mentioned. Where are the different metals mentioned? By Midian, by Mechemes Midian. It says when they captured all the pots and pans from the Midianim, so they had to be Metair, all of them. So they were all Kli Mateches. Six specific Mateches are mentioned, six specific forms of metal are mentioned in the Pasuk, gold and silver and copper and a whole bunch. So that's the Teferis Yisrael and Mishnais Kalim picks a fight with the Vilna Gaon. He thinks that the Vilna Gaon in the commentary from the Talmid HaGro on Mishnais Kalim, he understands from the Gro that not all Kli Matechas are Mekabel Tumah, only those seven metals that are mentioned in the Chumash. Kli Kesev, Kli Zov, Kli Nechoshes. I already forgot the other thing. And the Tverus Yisrael thinks not so. He thinks he has the right to disagree with the Vilna Gaon. And he thinks that all other metals, even if it's not one of those six metals, there were other kinds of metals. All other metals are also mekabel tumim in Atoira. That's where Moshe Feinstein, Bianca Kamenetsky, both neither of them quotes. I don't know why neither of them quotes this from the Vilna Gaon, from the Tveretz Yisrael. They discussed aluminum years ago. People didn't know how to separate aluminum from iron. So iron is Kli Barzel. Iron is mentioned in Chumash. But now that they can separate the two, so it's a totally different metal. Aluminum is much, much lighter. Airplanes are made from aluminum. They're not made from iron. Iron is way too heavy. So that's the Shaila. Is an aluminum Kli, is it Mekabel Tumah or not? Maybe it's not Mekabel Tumah. Maybe it's not Mekabel Tumah in a Torah. Is it Midi Rabbanon or is there a Din? Maybe Midi Rabbanon there should be a Din. The Gemara says that the Gemara says in the first parak of Masechus Shabbos that Klei Zchuchis is not one of the kelim that's mentioned in the Chumash. The Klei Zchuchis is not mekabel tumah in Torah, but the Rabbanan they gave it a din that it is mekabel tumah because it's so similar to Kli Mateches. So maybe the other matecha should be tamim with the rabbanim. Maybe not. The chachamim never had aluminum, so they never were metame. They never were metame yet. That's a shaila. The chumash speaks there in Klei Midyan. The Torah tells us that all those kelim that were tamim, they had to be metahe them. If they wanted the food to be tor, if they wanted to remain tor themselves, they had to be metahe them in a mikveh. And then they had whatever where clay seuda, whatever pots and pans and forks and knives that they eat with or that they cook with, so that needs tvilas kelim as a mitzvah, not tvilas kelim to remove the tumah. There's one din of tumah, then there's another din of a mitzvah of tvilas kelim. Most assume that tvilas kelim is a real din in Torah. It's not explicit in the Chumash. That's why it's a question. Some seem to say explicitly that the whole institution of Tvilas Kelim is only with the Rabbanim. But the simple reading of the Gemara is that Tvilas Klei Zechuches is with the Rabbanim, and Tvilas Klei Mateches, Klei Seuda, forks and knives and pots and pans, the Pashtus in the Gemara, that's their Raisa. The Leiz Dafan Avodah Zarah talks about Tvilas Kelim. If you buy a suit from the Goyim, there's no din that you have to be toivolet. That's not Klei Suda, the Gemara says. If you buy underwear or clothing, you don't have to be toivolet. Maybe Tomei, may not be Tomei. Okay, if you want it to be Torah, be toivolet, okay? But Klei Suda, you have to be toivolet. The Issa the Heter by the Rabbi Yonah says it's like Gerus. Just like if a non-Jew wants to convert, so he has to be toivolet in a mikveh. So we should be Megayer the Kelim, Klei Suda, that once belonged to a Nochri. They never belonged to Nachri, so you don't require any gerus. Let's say I bought raw metal from the Nochri, and I made Kalim out of it. But the Kli Matechas never belonged to the Nochri. I made it into a Kli Matechas. When it belonged to the Nochri, it was just in the state of raw metal. So then you don't need the Tfilos Kalim. Then we're at the end of Baba Kama has to decide whether Uman Koine Bishvakli, Ein Uman Koine Bishvakli. The Jew gives gold or silver to a Nochri to make a Becher, and the Nochri makes a Becher. So if he works in a factory, he gets paid by the hour. He's a poel. There's a poel and there's a kablan. A poel means he gets paid by the hour. So then nobody holds that the poel is koina. If I give him the raw material and he makes a cup out of it, he makes a silver cup out of it, nobody says that he's koina. I owe him schiras poelim. There's a din of biyomatikin scharai. If it's a Jewish worker, there's a din of biyomatikin scharai. But the shaila is, what if he's a kablan? What if he gets paid by the job, not by the hour? Whether it takes him 5 hours or it takes him 5 minutes, he gets paid the same amount of money. So then the Gemara has a shaila. Maybe you should say, Uman koine mishvakli. Uman means if he's a kablon as opposed to a poyel. If he's a kablon, so maybe I should say, a poyel is like yad poyel ki yad balabais. The Gemara has an expression in the first parak in Bob Metziah. Just like we have a din kol mashakon evet kona rabba, if you have an evet knaini, so the evet knaini, whatever he acquires ownership on, goes to the odom. That's a real din deraisa. Mashakon se yishakon abayla is only a din derabbanan. Tosin said mashakon evet kona rabba evet knaini. That's a real din deraisa. So poil yad poil yad balabayis. If he gets paid by the hour, not by the job, then benegir to the puula is din okevet. So he's not koine. He doesn't acquire ownership. I give him raw material of gold that's worth $100. Then he makes a becher out of it. Now it's worth $200. So if he's a poel, so I say the raw material that I used to own that was valued at $100 is like a roi ashbach, like a karka sheli hishbich. If I have a field that has trees and apples grow on the trees or fruit grows on the field. So if the karka belongs to me, whatever grows out of the karka belongs to me, that's Aroy Ashbach. So the same Aroy Ashbach applies over here, even though it's not a shvacha de mele, it's a shvacha de biadayim. The raw silver or gold belongs to me. And I ask the worker to please make a fancy becher out of it. So now instead of being worth $100, worth $200. So before the raw material was mine, so the value that it goes up, it goes up in value. Instead of being worth $100, now it's worth $200. Even though it didn't happen by itself, it's not like the trees give off fruits. That shvacha did the meila. Here it's shvacha to be a diamond. Still, you apply a roi hashbach. So the shvach belongs to me. I own the whole $200, and I agreed to pay the worker for the work that he did. Okay. So then there's a din of biyomatikun schara. Lasolin pulasach itchad boiker. The dinim apply. But the Gemara later in Baba Kama has the Shaila. Do you say Uman Koine Bishvachli? If he's a Kablan, he's not an Uman. So he can't really say, he's not like an Eved. An Eved belongs to me. So the guy works by the hour. He gets paid by the hour. He's not, an Eved doesn't get paid. I bought him already as an Eved. He's mine. But over here, a Poel gets paid by the hour. So he's similar to an Eved. So then you say Yad Poel Ki Yad Balabai is like Ein Yad La Eved. Like Yad Eved Kiyad Rabbi. So the Gemara has a suffix though. What if he's a Kablon? Maybe I should say Uman Koine Mishvachli. And maybe the extra $100 really belongs to him. But I agreed that I'm going to pay him $15 for doing the work. So maybe the $15, not that that's the salary that I owe him. Maybe the shot is that the $100 that the Becher is not worth $100 more than it was worth originally. Originally, the raw material was worth $100. Now it's worth $200. So maybe the $100 extra belongs to the Uman Koine Mishvachli. But since he agreed in advance to do the job for $15, because it doesn't take so long, he's a mumchi, knows how to do it. So maybe that means that he agreed to sell me the $100 Shevach for $15. There's no din of Einor. He agreed. He knows that it's worth $100 more than it was worth before. He agreed. So that's not a violation of Einor. So that's the Gemara has a shaila. If you buy merchandise from somebody, there is no din of biyomatit nischara. That biyomatit nischara only applies, it's a unique din that only applies to schiras poilim. So that's the Gemara has a suffix. So Tosis points out on that Gemara, the end of Baba Kama, another nafkamina ledina in this question, whether umakayin mishvakli or not, would be if a Jewish person has raw materials and he gets a nachri to make kelim out of it, to make bechas out of it. So usually if you have a factory and you have goyish workers working for you, so you pay them by the hour, you pay them by the day, you don't pay them by the job. So usually it's a poil, it's not a kabla. If it's a poil, so no one says that the poil is kind of a shvachli. So there's no shy love tefilas kelim. The raw material belongs to the Jewish owner, the silver, and then when it becomes worth $200, each cup, instead of being worth $100, worth $200, it all belongs to the Jew, never belonged to a non-Jew. But if you were to have a rare case, we usually don't have that. If you have a rare case, the Jew owns the raw material and gives it to the Nochri to make a becher out of it, and he says, I'll pay you $15 for the whole job, whether it takes you 5 days or it takes you 5 minutes. I'll pay you $15. So that's the Shaila in the Gemara. Maybe since he's an Uman, he's a Kabban, maybe you should say Uman Koinem Bishvachli, and therefore there's no din of Yomatit Nischar. And then Tez Adzan, maybe if the Goy is Koinem the Kli, the Goy is the Uman over here, so maybe I should say that it needs Tvilas Kelim. Maybe it needs Tvilas Kelim. So that's the Shaila how we Paskin in Shulchan Aruch. You say Uman Koinem Bishvachli, ain't Uman Koinem Bishvachli. That's really a question. Is that really what it means? That's really what it means. That $100, the raw material originally was worth $100, and now the becher is worth $200. So the whole extra $100 belongs to the uman, whoever creates shvach. That's what Rav Soloveitchik used to explain. Who asanu v'loy anachnu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us. The same is Melissa. Who asanu? We belong to him because he created, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. That's why he's Kone Shamayim Ba'aretz. So Rashi writes on Chumash on that phrase, Kone Shamayim Ba'aretz, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu Konein Shamayim Ba'aretz, because he created the whole world. That's why he owns the whole world. Whoever creates Shvach acquires ownership of the Shvach. We spoke about Azareh Zdei Hefker. The Rambam Hilchas Trumas quoted from the Yerushalmi, one who plants Azareh Zdei Hefker is Chayv and Shumas HaMaisa. The question is why, but it's Hefker. So we said Rab Chaim in his Sefer and Hilchas Mavo Valoideh talks about this Rambam and Hilchas Trumas. So he says that Pnei Moshan decided, the Yerushalmi learns, when you plant Zdei Hefker, you kind of the karka, the kinyan chazoka, just like what is chazoka, no agod the reparat. So if you plant, you kind of a chazoka, so now the karka is no longer Hefker. So Hazar as the Hefker, no longer is Hefker, and that's why it's Chayv and Shumas HaMaisis. Rav Chaim disagrees, and he doesn't think that that's true. He thinks the din is not true. He says that planting a field is not considered a kinyan chazoka. It's a chazoka for the purpose of Cheskes Habatim Shal Lashonim. If I'm living on a karka for 3 years and planting, and using the karka, I'm living in a house and using the house, that's, and I claim that I bought it, chazoka sheishim ataina, claim that I bought it from the Marakama, and I can't prove it. And I claim that already it's so long ago. I bought it over 3 years ago, and I don't hold on to the shtoris forever. You have to keep file cabinets from all the bills. I'm married over 50 years. You have to keep 50 file cabinets, so all the bills that you paid. The telephone company may say, I didn't pay my telephone bill from 51 years ago. That's unreasonable. You're not mechuyev to hold things too long. So that's the institution, the Cheskes Habatim, Shal Lashonim. So for that purpose, v'cheskes habatim, it's a cheskes raya. But it's not a chazaka to be kind of karka, that's a stay hefker. Rav Chaim thinks that the din is not true. So Rav Chaim explained differently. As a rez de hefker, what it means is the soda remains hefker. This is not a chazaka to be kind of. The soda remains hefker. But the peiris, since I'm the one who planted, as a rez de hefker, I planted, and it's because of me that the shvach grew, so that's why I'm kind of the peiris. And that's the chiddush that the Rambam is quoting from the Talmud Yerushalmi, that the din that hefker is potter from Shumas Maisis does not depend on the karka, it depends on the peiros. If the karka is hefker, but the peiros are not hefker, then there's no ptura of hefker. So that's what it means, as I say, hefker, the karka remains hefker, but the peiros belong to the one who planted it. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik thought, that klal, Rav Chaim's klal, he applied it in many additional cases. that the Rabbanu Shalom Konei Shamayim, Rashi HaChumash says, Kodesh Baruch Hu is Konei Shamayim Ba'aretz. Kodesh Baruch Hu was Konein, he created the world, and therefore he created everything, so he created Shvach. So that's why he owns the whole world. So Rav Soloveitchik told that that's the Pshat, Bumah Konei Mishvachim. That what is a toss-up over here. On the one hand, you should say that whoever owns the raw material, the $100 worth of silver, should own the extra value of the $100 because Aroy Ashbach, Akaka Shali Hishbiach, because we apply Aroy Ashbach not only by Shvachad and Mele, where the trees bear fruit on their own, even by Shvachad and Mele, even by Shvachad and Mele, when somebody has to plant. Somebody planted it, so on the one hand, maybe the owner of the karka should acquire ownership of the peiros. That's what we usually say. The owner of the karka is Aroy Ashbach, but on the other hand, the one who planted it is entitled to the kaina. So they thought that that's the dion in the case of Umakoina Bishvakli. He understood Umakoina Bishvakli. Tosis seems to understand it literally. Umakoina Bishvakli, the fact that it's a kli that's worth $200 instead of $100, so that chelik, the extra $100, belongs to the Uman. The Tosis disagrees. Tosis says that it's not true. That no one ever said the extra $100 belongs to the Uman. It just means that whereas usually there's no Shib in the Chosin Man Metalpon, there's only Shib in the Chosin Man Karka, but over here, Uman Koin and Beshvach Kli, since he worked on the Becher, he took the raw material, he made it into a Becher, and I agreed to pay him $15, so the Becher is Meshubin. He has the Uman, a Shib in the Chosin Man the Becher, with respect to collecting is $15. That's the question, is that what it says in the Gemara? The Pasha Pshat in the Gemara is that the $100 belongs to the Uman, and he agreed in advance to sell it to the Bailim for $15. And Taisa says, a Shaila from Tfilas Kalim, if the Kablon is a Nochri, so maybe I should say it's Klei Suda that belonged to the Nochri, and it's Chayiv in Tfilas Kalim. Are you going to say like the Tzais, that it's only Shib and the Chosin? Except the whole Gemara doesn't. The simple reading in the Gemara sounds like Rav Soloveitchik. But the Tzai thinks that it can't be. It doesn't make sense. Yeah?
I think maybe you can just answer, but I was just wondering,
what's
the mechanism by which the
Gemara
is
Kone? What's the mechanism? So Rav Soloveitchik thought, Rav Chaim's Klal in the Yerushalmi, whoever creates Shvach acquires ownership of the Shvach.
Right. So what's the story that Uman is Kone? Without the
Rav,
what's the
svara
that Uman is
Kone Mishvach? What's the svara without the Rav?
Yeah.
The Tzais thinks that he has only a Shib and a Chosim on it. Where did it come from? Well, why should there be a Shib and a Chosim? I don't know. Because he's working with it, on it. He has it in his Tachas Yodai, like a Mashkin. Maybe because it's like a Mashkin. And I don't give it back till he pays me the $15 of salary. So maybe at the time that he gave it to me, it was only worth $100. It was only raw material. But my job is going to be to make it worth $200, to make a becher out of it. That's what he asked me, to make a piece of jewelry out of it. So since it's tachas yadi, so just like there's a din that balchov is kona mashkin, balchov kona mashkin just means that it's a shib nechosim. Unlike usually, there's no shib nechosim on metaltlim. And here, balchov kona mashkin means that the shib nechosim. See, but the mashkin, I gave him the mashkin. He owes me $1,000, and he gives me a mashkin. Here, the balabas gives him the raw material, and he tells him $100 worth of raw material. He says, make a beautiful becher out of it, and I'm going to pay you $15. So the extra $100, the balabas, it didn't exist in the beginning. So we're saying the uman koinem mishrach kli, when he makes the kli out of it, so the extra $100 is meshubah to him. There's a shib nechosim on metaflin because of tachas yadai. Maybe that's why. I don't know. Anyway, so getting back over here. Nochamo. Getting back over here. So there are kelim that are mekabel tumah. So the first kli, it's mekabel tumah, is kli mateches. So that's the question. Is it only those six forms of metal that are mentioned in the Chumash that Pharisee Yisrael understands that that's the opinion of the Vilna Gaon based on the way it's written by the Talmidim? Pharisee Yisrael disagrees. He says, no, it's a general din of Kli Mateches whatever is metal. Aluminum is not mentioned in the Chumash. In the days of the Tanakh, they didn't know how to separate the aluminum from the iron. So that's the shaila, whether an aluminum kli would be mekabel tuma or not. Maybe medirabbanan should be, that's the question, should it be the same as kli zchuchas is mekabel tuma medirabbanan, but zchuchas they knew about, and they made gzera. This, the aluminum, they didn't know about, they never made gzera. So you say the gzera, it follows automatically? You say no. Masha gozer goz, masha la gozer la gozer. You can't say automatically there's a din derabbanan. The aluminum didn't exist as a separate metal in the days of the Tanaim. So how can you say that the gzera derabbanan on zchuchas should carry over on aluminum? So that's one klal. Fine. Kli matechz. What's din kli matechz? It has tara b'mikveh. If it becomes tamik, it has tara b'mikveh. What else is it din by kli matechz? It's mekabel tuma from the inside or the outside, whatever side you touch. And then many Rishonim hold that that's a din of cherev harev kecholom. That the pasuk says if someone touches b'chalal cherev, the pasuk shat that's in Parshas Chukas by Tumas Meis by Parshas Parah. Next Shabbos is Parshas Parah. So b'chalal cherev pasuk shat means a dead body, a person who is killed, and the one who murdered him used the sword. He stuck the sword in his heart, or he cut off his head, or he bled him to death. He cut his arm off, and he bled to death. That's a chalal cherev. So the pasuk pshat is that the mace, the horug, is a cholol, and he's chalal cherev. He was killed by the use of a cherev. So the Torah Shebaal Peh has an additional drasha that cherev harei kecholol. So just like the cholol is an avi avos hatumah, so too the cherev with which he was killed is also a avi avos hatumah. So one of the mefarshim on the side of the Mishnah is one of the Rishayim says it only applies to the cherev with which he was killed. If a person died a natural death and then you happen to have a spoon or a fork in the room, so you wouldn't apply cherev harei kecholol. One of the Rishayim on the side of the Mishnah is Ohala says like that. And the mefarshim all said that it's dead wrong. It's against the Mefarish and Mishnah. Din of cherev harei kecholol is not only if that was the cherev with which he was killed, it applies to any kli mateches. And that's a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos and Psochem in the first derek. Machlekes the Rambam and the Raivi, but the cherev harei kecholol only is restricted only to kli mateches, or it applies even to all clothing, all other kelim also, with the exception of kli cheres. It doesn't apply to all kelim. It certainly does not apply to kli cheres. The question is, what about wooden kelim? What about cloth begotten? They're also kelim. So that's machlekes Rishonim. The Shach in the other day quotes it. Hilchos Tumas Meis by Tumas Kohen. Shach quotes the machlekes. But the cherev harei kecholol is restricted only to kli mateches, or it applies to all kelim except for kli cheres. So what else? Kli cheres is mekabel tuma, it says in the Chumash. It has a quirk, it has a few quirks, only mekabel tuma from the inside, not mekabel tuma from the outside. Then it's a din, it's even mekabel tuma mei aviro. If you have a dead sheretz and you dangle it inside the avir of the kli cheres, even though it's not touching the walls, it doesn't touch the inside, that's a din. Kli cheres is mekabel tuma from the inside mei aviro. If the dead sheretz, the eight rodents, if they're dead, if the whole sheretz is dangling in the kli, so it's mekabel tuma me'avirom. And it has no tara b'mikveh. Kli cheres have no tara b'mikveh. So we have a din. That's what the Rashi and Tosfos are quoting him. We have a din in the end of the Erev in Kuv Dalet on the base. Tosfos quotes it, I think. In the end of Mamish, the very end of Erevin. And in Shabbos, Peidalit also has like that. That Kol Davish Ein Latar B'mikveh Ein Anasa Av Hatuma. So let's say you have a mace in a room. So the mace Avi Avos Hatuma. So whatever Kalim, the mace, a person is in the oil of mace. A person attends the funeral. Or the Chevron Kaddisha who are touching the mace, handling the mace. Or you have Kalim in the same room as the mace. So the mace is Avi Avos HaTumah. When the Tumah is transmitted, it goes down a Madrega. So the Odom who's in the room, or the Kalim in the room, don't become Avi Avos HaTumah, they become an Av HaTumah. If that Kli Mateches, then you say Cherev HaRei Kecholol, okay? Then you say it is like Avi Avos HaTumah. We had on the first daf, Tosi said it's not 100% the same. It did, those go down a little bit. That kli cannot make another kli a cherev herakachol. So the tumah does, because whenever the tumah is transmitted, the Gemara said it's always going to be, the baitumah is going to be told the same lapke, it has to go down a madrega. Fine. So what's the din if you have in the same room with the mace, you have a kli cheres, or you have ochle mamashkim. So the ochle mamashkim and the kli cheres also become an apatumah, just like the odd and the kelim become an apatumah. So that's what the Gemara says, no, ochle mamashkim and kli cheres ain't lo tar b'mikveh. How do you know that kli cheres says yishover? Kli cheres, it says that it's yishover. It says, as no tar b'mikveh. As opposed to other kelim, it says there by kli midyon. As opposed to other kelim, that you can be toivel them in a mikveh, mitire them. But kli cheres have no tar b'mikveh. How do you know ochle mamashkim have no tar b'mikveh? So Rashi writes there, Masechus Shabbos, I think, paid dalat on the base. That's the Gemara. The Tosis is where this whole Gemara appears there in Shabbos. Pidalon and base, this mafet's been nice. The Rashi says, Tar b'mikveh is only when it says in the Chumash. So in the Chumash, it has it only on Kli Mateches and on Kli Eitz. And it doesn't say it about Ochlam and Mashkim. It doesn't say it's Nisht. So it has no Tar b'mikveh. If it doesn't say, it doesn't have Tar b'mikveh. So because Ochlam and Mashkim have no Tar b'mikveh, so they cannot become an Av HaTumah. So the Tumah goes down two levels. Usually told the same, Lapka Yetzibem, so the Mace is Avi Avois HaTumah, it transmits Tumah to the Kalim, to the Odom, the Kalim, so the Odom doesn't become Avi Avois. The Odom goes down a Madrega, becomes an Av HaTumah. When the Mace is Avi Avois, transmits Tumah, Bo'el HaMace, to the Ochlam and Mashkim, or to the Klicheres, it goes down two Madregas. From Avi Avois, it goes down to Arishon HaTumah. That's a chok, that's a posuk like that. Called Dovashen Latar Vimikve in Anasa Fatumah. So again, so what's Makabal Tumah? Four categories are the Mikhailim, Ochel Mamashkim. Ochel Mamashkim is only if it's Michael Odom. If it's Michael Behemah, it's not Makabal Tumah. Where do we have the Nafkamina? Nafkamina for Hilchas Sukkah. The Schach has to be geduli karka, tolish and dovish eni mekabel tumah. So if it's hay, that's Michael Behema, the horses eat hay, the cows eat hay, but the human beings don't eat hay. So that's that urchel memashkin, that urchel is not mekabel tumah. So if it's not Michael Adam, then it's not mekabel tumah. If it's not mekabel tumah, then it's right to be used as chach. If it's right lachilas Adam, then it's mekabel tumah. So then you cannot use it as chach. Even though in order to be mekabel tumah, you have to have hechsher mashkim, you have to rinse it off with one of the zayin mashkim in advance. So let's say you have apples, you have pears, you have gidule karka oichlim, which is way lachilas on, but it wasn't washed off yet. It wasn't washed off. And it's mechuba the karka, rains out all the time, but just like mechuba the karka, it's not mekabel tumah, so it's not mekabel hechsher. So it cannot become hechsher lekabel tumah, but it's still attached to the ground. So if you have gidule karka that are Michael Odom and Tolush, but it was adain lehuchsha lekabel tumah, so that's gemaris and sukkah in the first perek that you cannot use it for schach. But that's a machlokes achrayim, whether that's a din d'oraisa or din d'rabbanan. Some hold that that's only with the rabban, because ben haTorah it's not mekabel tumah, it's not mekabel tumah. It's only a chumra mid the rabbanon, like shivrei kelim. If you have a kli, let's say you take wood and you make a bed out of it. You make a wooden kli, make a chair out of the wood, a table out of the wood. So kli is makabel tumah. What if the kli breaks? So that's gidule karka and it's tolish and say makabel tumah. So it should be good for a schach for the sukkah. So they made a chumra mid the rabbanon that shivrei kelim may not be used for schach. So since before it broke, it was a kli, it was roi lekabel tumah. So even after it breaks, it's a gzera mederabban. You can't use shivrei kelim because you may use the kli before it's going to break. So they made a din over here also. That's a shal is this a din mederabban, a din menator. If you have oichlim, gidule karka oichlim, roi lachilas adam, but it's a din lehuchsha lekabel tumah. Nobody rinsed it off yet. So we say it's not mekabel tumah yet menator. So some machrenim hold that it's only Pasal the schach mid the rabbanim in a Torah, it's roy le sachich boy. Why'd they make a chumrim with the rabbanim? Because he may make a mistake, just like Hanshi Bekalim. He may make a mistake and use it when it's still clean before breaks the eros. He may use it as, he may use the ochlim, the roi lachidus adam as chach, even after he'll rinse it off, even after the heksha mashkin. So they made exam with the rabbanim. And the others all know that it's the right, it's the same chefze, the chefze is mekabel tumah. It's a din that is only mekabel tumah if it had heksha kalim. But the chefze is the chefze, then it is mekabel tumah. That's the question. Is it really the same chefze? If you have oichlim, that the royal achilus adam, he didn't wash them off yet. So they say they're dirty, and your mother would say, don't eat it before you rinse off the apple, before you rinse off the pear. So it's not called oichel royal achilus adam. But you say, no. It's not that it doesn't have a shame oichel until you rinse it off. It already has a shame oichel. It's a din, the Ramban HaChumash says, that water is a conductor of tumah. So the real din is that if it's still wet, if an Adam tummy touches it, or a dead sheretz touches it while it's wet, so the water will help conduct the tumah. And then the Torah made Xerah Deraisa, even if you rinsed it off and it's dried off already, it's Xerah Deraisa, it's a loy plug Deraisa. But really, the din really only applies when the oichel is still wet. When the oichel is still moist, then the liquid serves as a conductor of the tumah. Yeah, if you say it like that, then the cheftz is royal kabel tumah. It's just that to be makabel tumah, you have to have a conductor. The conductor is mashke. So Leitchik thought that that's not like that Ramban al Hatorah. He thought that kozman, you didn't rinse off the oichlem, it's not considered oichel royal achilas adam. Rinsing it off is mashlem the shem oichel. Yeah.
Well, the Gilead points out to some sachem that says that Ochel and Mashkin would be Muhammad Araisim.
Ochel and Mashkin, I'm a Kabbal Tumma Minatara, yeah. If you rinse them off. What?
As an Av?
So Pasha Pshat and Nigmara is that it has no Tarab and Mikvah, so it can't become an Av HaTumma. So the Taisvis and Sachem, the Rabbi Kevegas and Tzayin, Tosis has a suggestion. Maybe that Gemara, the end of Erevin, on Kuf Dalar on the base, and Shabbos Pei Dalar on the base, when the Gemara has that klal, Kol Dovish Ein Lo Tar B'mikva, Ein Anas Av HaTuma, with respect to what? So Tosis has a suggestion, Od Mekelem or Od Mekabal Tuma from an Av HaTuma. Ochel Memashkem Am Mekabal Tuma, even from a Rishon L'Tuma. So Tosis has a suggestion, maybe cannot become an av hatume, that they should be able to be mitame odam v'kelim. But when they get to be mitame ochlem mashkin, even if they would have been a told, they would have been able to. So we said they're not a told, they're an av. They're an av when you have avi avos, when you have the dead body and the same oil amaze with the ochlem mashkin, ochlem mashkin become an av. It doesn't become an av with respect to having the ability to transmit the tumah to the Mikalim, but it does become an av with respect to having the ability to transmit the tumah to other Ochlem Mashkin. So it'll be an av, it'll make the Ochlem Mashkin into a Rishon. The Rishon will be able to make the next one into a Sheni. What do you say? No, ain't a nasa av tumah, period. It can't become an av tumah, Ochlem Mashkin can't become an av tumah at all. So Tosis has one suggestion, maybe. Maybe the din is in anasa avatuma only with respect to that it can't be metame odom v'kelim, but when it gets be metame ochel memashkim, the ochel memashkim themselves do have a din of an avatuma. So the ochel memashkim that it'll transmit the tuma to will become a rishon l'tuma, not a sheni.
If actually the kabel tuma is really just to make it roi l'achilas adam, so why are there only sheva mashkim which are able to do that? Not orange juice or anything else
we
should wash it off?
A chok. It's a chok. It's a pele because one of the zayim mashkim is dam. So the dam makes it cleaner. If you have an apple, a lot of times people will eat the apple without rinsing it off. Then you're going to rinse it off with blood. So then now for sure you're not going to eat the apple. It's all full of blood. No, that's a chok. That's a chok. Which mashkim are makshul akabotume? Only the zayim mashkim. And even though some of the zayim mashkim make it dirtier than before, that's a chok. So Nachum also, what are the various things that are mekabel tumah? So you have Adam v'kelim, okay. Adam, what kind of an Adam? Only Yisrael. And Nachri is not mekabel tumah. a Nachri is not Mekabel Tuma. There's a funny Tosfos in Nazir. Tosfos claims that an Eved Knaini is not Mekabel Tuma. So Rabbi Kadega writes, he never heard of such a ridiculous thing. How can I say an Eved Knaini? It's Chayv Mitzvos Keisha. How you say it's not Mekabel Tuma? Pashto says that he is. A Nachri is not Mekabel Tuma. Adam the Kalim. Kalim are Mekabel Tuma. Not all Kalim. Some Kalim are not Mekabel Tuma. Plastic. Plastic Kalim are not Mekabel Tuma. What about Kli Matechas other than the six Matechas that are mentioned in the Chumash? So the Tversel has his Machlokes with the Vilna Goyim on that. In Oichel Memashkim is only Michael Odom. Michael Behema is not Mekabel Tuma at all. Yeah. So then we have another Kalal. Kli Eitz is only Mekabel Tuma if it's mitalta mole v'reikon. It has to have a toch, has to have a base kibbol. Let's say you buy a Dixie cup and then they give you the little spoon, and the spoon is a flat piece of wood. You can use the little spoon to eat the ice cream on it, but that's a pshuti kleyetz. That's a kleyetz that's flat, has no base kibbol. If you have a wooden spoon that has an indentation in it, has a base kibbol, so that's a kleyetz that has a toch. If it has a toch, then it's mekabel tuma. But if it's a pshuti kleyetz, not mekabel tuma. If you have, let's say, the waiter knows how to balance all the dishes. Sometimes they don't know how to balance the dishes, so they balance all the dishes on a tray. So let's say the tray is flat and it doesn't have any rim around it. Doesn't have a rim. So that's mamish, a flat piece of wood. A flat piece of wood. There's a pshuti kleyetz, not mekabel tuma. So there's a tosis at the beginning of Sukkah, they prove from Gemaras that if it's a kleyetz, a pshuti kleyetz, but it's a big pshuti kleyetz, that you can hold other plates on top, you can hold plates and glasses on top of it. So that pshuti kleyetz is treated midirabbanan, like a base kibbol. So that's mekabel tuma midirabbanan. And after it's a pshuti kleyetz, doesn't have a base kibbol, and then it has to have a base kibbol. If you have a pshuta klei matechas, it is mekabel tuma. Let's say you have a knife that's straight, a metal knife that's flatware. Okay, it's flatware, and it doesn't have a base kibbol. Doesn't have an indentation. Not like a spoon. The spoon has a little bit of a base kibbol. A teaspoon or a soup spoon has a base kibbol. A knife is all flat. So pshuta klei matechas are mekabel tuma, but pshuta klei eitz are not mekabel tuma, except in the rabbanon. If it's a big pshuti kleyetz that you can hold plates and glasses on it, so then it's mekabel tuma mid the rabbanon. So then there's another. Then it has to be metaltel moli v'reikon. If you have a kleyetz habob emido, you have, let's say, a dresser in your bedroom that's so big you measure it from the outside, and it's amo alama burum gimalamas. That's matzig mem so. The Gemara says, how big is a mikveh? A mikveh is amo alama burum gimalamas matzig mem so. So if you have a kliyetz above the midah like that, you measure from the outside, not, let's say, the walls of the wooden piece of furniture are thick. The walls are very thick, so in the inside, it cannot contain mem so. But if you measure from the outside, including the thickness of the walls itself, it is machzik memsor. So that's the din. You measure from the outside. And if it's a kliyetz above me, then an aron kodesh. Aron kodesh usually is very big, a wooden aron kodesh. The Gemara Megillah tells a story that somebody died in the room on Shabbos, in the room that was adjacent to the shul. So a mace is mukt on Shabbos. So you can't, even if there's an Erev in the neighborhood, you can't take the mace out. Even shouldn't cover the mace. You have to leave him there. So the Kohen wanted to go into the shul to daven, to duchen, to learn, whatever. So there's Tumas mace, they can't go in. But the mace was in the room adjacent to the shul. So the Gemara, Rabbi, I think, said in the Gemara Megillah, take the Aron Kodesh, which was made from wood, it was gigantic, it's bobimida, kleyetz bobimida, masig memsor, and move over the Aron Kodesh, that should block up the whole entranceway between the room that's adjacent to the Beis HaKnesses and the Beis HaKnesses. So kliyetz above me, there's a dov sheni mekabel tuma. So dov sheni mekabel tuma is chaytzitz b'fnei atuma. If the din would be that a kliyetz is mekabel tuma, even if it's gigantic, then whatever is dov hamekabel tuma in a chaytzitz b'fnei atuma. But since it's kliyetz, the Aron Kodesh was a kliyetz the Habab Amida, it wasn't mitaltam. It was so heavy. They used to leave the Aron Kodesh in one spot all the time. You don't move the Aron Kodesh. It's too big to be moved. So the same thing if you have a piece of furniture that's so gigantic. You have a bookcase. Let's say you have a bookcase that's a Maxig Memsor. I think the bookcase is downstairs in the base medrash. They're very tall. So if you have a very tall bookcase, even if it's not so deep, so it's Maxig Memsor. So then it's Eina Mekabel Tuma. Such a wooden kli is Eina Mekabel Tuma. And the Rishonim have a Lashon because it's considered a room. That's why. It's considered a Cheder Bifnei Atzmai. It's not a Chok. Let's say if you have a different kind of material, let's say Pshute Kli Eitz, you have the wooden spoon for the Dixie cup, it's not Mekabel Tuma because it doesn't have a base kibbol. It's a Kli, but it doesn't have a base kibbol, it's not Mekabel Tuma. But if you have a Kli Eitz above a meter, it's not Mekabel Tuma, it's not called a Kli at all. It's considered like a cheder. Considered like a cheder.
So even a metal, even like a metal big piece of furniture then?
No, it's only by cleates. By metal, even if it's Machzik Memsor, then it is Mekabel Tuma. That then is based on Psukim. It's only based on Psukim, yeah. What do you gain by saying that it's considered a room? You gain the following. Let's say you have a cleates. That's a pshute kliyetz, so it should be ena mekabel tuma, but it's roy lemedras. It's a mat that's made from wooden reeds, and the children sleep on it. They still have like that in kindergarten. So they have children sleep on a mat that they lay on the floor. So that's roy lemedras, so it's mekabel tumas medras. It's mekabel tumas medras. Even though it's a pshute kliyetz, even though it's flat, so what would be the din if someone doesn't lay down on it? It doesn't have medras. What if an adam tummy touches it? Is it mekabel tumas maga? So you should say pshute kliyetz, not mekabel tumas maga. So that's what Tosfos said. That's Rashi and Tosfos say. This Gemara, Mafetz Memeis, teaches us this din, that whenever you have a kli that's royal mekabel tuma, yidei medras, even though really, strictly speaking, it shouldn't be mekabel Tumas Maga, because it's a Pshutik Leitz. But if it's Roy Lemedris, if it's big enough and it's Miyuchad Lemedris, then not only does it have Tumas Medris, it'll have Tumas Maga as well. So Tosfos in Shabbos has a Machlokes with Rashi. The Gemara there in Masechah Shabbos quotes a Mishnah from Kalim, where the Mishnah is talking about some kind of a Muchani, some kind of a Kli. And it's unclear what the kli is miyuchad for. So Rashi learns in that Gemara that it's a rickshaw. I think they call it a rickshaw in Japan. They have like a carriage, like you have in New York. You go in the middle of the city, so they have a horse pulling a wagon. So the horse is pulling the wagon. The wagon has wheels. So it's not impossible to pull. So in some countries, in Japan, they have like that they have people sitting in a wagon with wheels, and they have people pulling the wagon in the street. I think there was, I remember when I was a little boy in Pennsylvania, they used to have a rickshaw there. Instead of an animal pulling it, they had people pulling it. So Rashi interprets that that's what the Mishnah is talking about, the Muchni. Where was this Mishnah? A mem dalet on the days. It's a kli. So the Mishnah says it depends. If it's machzik mem so, then it's not mekabel tuma. Because kli eitz above it's wooden. So kli eitz above me, the machzik mem so is not mekabel tuma. So Tosfos yes on Rashi, yeah, but it's miyuchad lishiva sotam. If people sit in it. So then it's miyuchad lemedrus. So that's what you learn at Mafetz Bemeis. Even though it's a pshuti kliyetz, and pshuti kliyetz, the Dixie cup spoon should not be mekabel tuma. But if it's a pshuti kliyetz, that's miyuchad liyeshiva, it's a mat that people sleep on, then it's mekabel not only tumas medrus, it's mekabel tumas maga as well. Whatever is mekabel medrus, mekabel maga. So this rickshaw, since it's miyuchad for yeshiva sotam, should be mekabel tuma smaga as well. So how can the Mishnah say it's not mekabel tuma? So Tosfos says Rashi is wrong. Obviously, this is a, this muchani is has wheels and so on, it's miyuchad to put kelim in it. People schlep kelim. They transport dishes in such a thing. The caterers transport dishes in that thing. But it's not miyuchad for yeshiva sodom. If it would have been miyuchad yeshiva sodom, then you have the klal. Whatever, it's miyuchad the medras, whatever has tumas medras certainly has tumas mago. So the Rishonim, there's a sefer called Chidush HaRan. They say it's not by the Ran, it was mistakenly identified as Chidush HaRan Amaser Shabbos by a different Rishon, but he always has something interesting to say. So that sefer that's called the Chidushim HaMiyuchasim LaHaran, that is, we have a different sefer, that's Chidush HaRan on Shabbos. This is not by the Ran. So this sefer that's known as Chidush HaRan on Shabbos defends Rashi by saying like that. The Rashi holds if it's miyuchad. When do you say if the kli is mekabel tumas medris, who are dinami, is going to have tumas mago? That's if it's a pshutik leitz. So it's a din that it shouldn't be mekabel tumas mago. But since miyuchad le medris, it has tumas mago as well. But if the thing is a kli hamachzik mem so, so then it's called a cheder. So a cheder is not called a kli. It's not called a kli anymore. This is Rashi Lishitosai. Rashi Lishitosai, this is quoted by the Ramon, Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim Hilchas Shabbos, one of the Lamatas Melachos on Shabbos is Bona. So the Gemara has Machloikas Bisham and Bisil, and we pass an Ein Binyan Estir of the Kelim. There's no Melacha Deraisa, a Binyan by Kelim. So what if you mamish, you take a hammer and nails, and you bang together a chair or a table on Shabbos? So Rashi said that's makabah patish, but it can't be binyan. Binyan doesn't apply to Ken. Binyan only applies to karka. What to odom? Gufa odom. It says vayimah Hashem elkim esatzela. So one Tana says, Reb Lezer says in the Mishnah, if a girl braids her hair, that's a malacha boina. We don't paskin like that, but we agree with Reb Lezer that there is binyan megufa odom. Lezer said that it's a malacha boina. We hold that it's not called boina. To braid the hair is a midirabban on the tzasa, but it's not an isa deraisa. But if a doctor does surgery on the gufa adam and he fixes the body, there was something wrong, and he does surgery, that's a malacha baina. Baina binyan does apply to adam, but braiding the hair is only aroi. That's not a real malacha deraisa. But there is binyan ba adam, or there's binyan mikarka. Rashi also is not binyan bikalim at all. So the kasha is, but there's a gemara that there's binyan estira. There is binyan estira by kalim. So Rashi says in Erevin, that Gemara is talking about Kli Godel HaMachzik Mem Sor. So therefore what? I don't know if Rashi says it, or maybe the Ozarua says it. The Ramon Hilchas Binyan Meshabbos quotes the Ozarua, says like that. Even though Rashi holds that by Kelim, there's no Binyan at all. So he says, there's no Binyan by Kelim, means if you have a convertible sofa, and you open the sofa, and you make a bed, or you close it, you make a sofa, that is not Binyan by Kelim. It's a Kli Shal Prokim, and you stretch it out and you close it, or you have a folding table. You have a folding table and you pull out the legs and you stretch it out. So Taisa says that's a klishe al prokim, that there's not binyan b'kelim. But if you mamsh nail together pieces of wood, you make a kli yesh me'ayin, so Taisa says there is binyan b'kelim. Rashi holds no, there's not binyan b'kelim even there. But if it's a kli godel hamasik memso, then the Ozarua says that that's pshat and Rashi in the end of the Erevin. If it's a kli god like that, that's called a room. So that's binyan becheder. It's not mechubel karka. It doesn't have to be in mechubel karka, but it's not called a kli. Once it's machzik mem sor, that's the halacha. It's not called a kli anymore. So that's what the Rishonim defend Rashi. They say the Rashi of this whole Gemara that says whatever is roi lemedris is automatically also mekabel tumas mago. That's only meant to get to pshuti kliyets. That's not mekabel tumah. It's really medrus. It is mekabel tumah, but it's machzik mem. So it's not mekabel tumah. The reason why it's not mekabel tumah is because it's called a cheder. So a cheder is not mekabel tumah. Only the fourth categories of things that are mekabel tumah are the mekelim, ochlim, and mashkim. So Nachman, so what is the mafetz b'meis? Mafetz b'meis, inayin. How do you know that is mekabel tumah? What's the issue? So the pashtus and the issue is that it's a kliyets. That's a pshuta kliyets. It's only flat. So it shouldn't be mekabel tumas mago. Shouldn't have any tumas mago. So nonetheless, it says it's a teres kahanim. So So it says mafetz memeis minayin. How do you know that it's mekabel tuma? V'dinu zok the Gemara. The Brisa says it should be a kabel chomer. Ma pachin ktan pshetarim bezav. What's the din? A zav is metame b'mago or b'maso. If the zav touches something, the zav touches a table. Zav touches odin kelim mochem mashkim is metame b'mago or is metame b'maso. Let's say he's wearing gloves, and when he touches it, he's not really touching because the glove is mopsy. He's wearing clothing. But he moves it like this. He moves it a little bit. So that's tumas masa. That's tumas hesed. A tumas masa. So he says, a kal v'chomer. V'dinhu. Ma pachin ktanim shetorim bezav. What's a din of pachin ktanim? If you have a kli cheres, it's only a kabel tuma from the inside, not a kabel tuma from the outside. If you have maga on the outside, it's not mitam. It has to have maga from the inside. But what if you do hesed? So the hesed, the chazal have a loshen based on the pasuk. If you do hesed, then the whole thing is kemaga bekula. It's considered as if, let's say this would be a klicheris and I move it like this. So I'm the zav and I touch it on the outside. It's not mekabel tuma from the outside. But I move the whole pot. The whole pot is a klicher. I move the whole pot. So hesed is considered kemaga bekula. It's considered as if I touched every part of it. So if I would have stuck my hand in and touched it from the inside, so the klicheris has mekabel tuma mitocho. So if you did hesed on the klicheris, you did mas on the klicheris, it's mekabel tuma. But what if it's pachim ktanim? What if the klicheris that the zav moved is such a tiny, let's say, it's like you have a bottle of perfume. So the opening is so tiny, it's only enough for a tiny drop of perfume to come out. So the zav cannot even fit in his pinky into that opening on top. It's the perfume can come out. The perfume can come out, but you can't stick your pinky in. So if you have a kli, that's for the tanaim asum. If you have a kli cheres, where the opening is so tiny that it's not physically possible even to stick your pinky in, so it's not roi le maga with the tiniest aver of the body. So then it's not even mekabel tumas hesed, even though you push the whole kli. By pushing the whole kli, hesed is considered kemaga bekuloi. Is you don't consider it like a maga on the inside because this kli is not roi le maga. Hi, Taisus es the kasha. Toisei the kasha, but the zav is not only metamei when he puts his finger. The zav is metamei if his hair touches, because the hair is still attached to the body. So the hair is so tiny, the hair can stick in. You can have one thread of hair go through the bottle, if the bottle is a klicheris, and touch it from the inside. So that's what Rashi and Toisei said. No, it's only mekabel tuma. It's only mekabel tuma's hesed. If it's roi lemaga from the basar, the basar hazav, that's the loshan apasik. It says, if the basar hazav will touch the kli on the inside, then it's mekabel tuma. So if you do hesed, it's kemaga bekulai. But if the kli is not miyuchad, the opening is so tiny, it's only miyuchad that a strand of hair can get in, not the basar hazav, then it's not roi lekabel tuma at all. Such a kli. So he says, "Ma pachin ktan shetorim bezav. Bezav cannot be metameyet b'maga because it's a klicheres. It's only mekabel tuma from the inside. You can't stick your finger in. And even you can stick your hair in, but that's not enough to be considered roi. So if you push the whole kli, it's not going to be metame behesed. Nonetheless, metame b'meis. The pasuk says in Chumash, if you have a klicheres, it's only mekabel tuma from the inside. But if it's mukav tzomit pasil, then it prevents the tuma from going in." Mukav Tzomit Pasul only helps if it's a kli that's not mekabel tuma from the outside. Either it's a kli cheres, which is not mekabel tuma from the outside, or it's a synthetic material. It's made from this. Let's say you have a plastic bag. So plastic is a synthetic material. It's not mekabel tuma. Rabbi, we told over this story. Rabbi Aaron Troy is a kohen. Amar Yasim Shalom. So he wanted to go by plane from London to Eretz Yisrael. So there was a mace on the plane. So he took along a plastic bag. And so Kolzman, the plane is standing still. So it's oil is chaytzitz b'fnei atuma. The mace is in the luggage compartment. Once the plane takes off, once the plane is flying in the air, it's no longer on the ground. If it's up in the air, there are two kinds of oil zarek. There's one oil zarek where the plane is taxiing on the ground. It's moving on the wheels. That's one kind of oil zarek. There's another oil zarek where it's not even on the ground. So when the plane is standing still, so the mace is in the cargo, in the luggage compartment, so the floor is chaytzitz b'snei atuma. When the plane is in the air, then that's an oil zarek that neither the top of the passenger section is maybe a satuma, nor the bottom floor separating between the cargo and the passengers. It's not chaytzitz b'snei atuma. It's considered like there's no oihel at all. So unless the coin is directly above the mace, the coin should find out where the mace is put. So if he's not directly above the mace, he's not going to walk there, so there won't be any tumah. The shaila is when the plane is taxiing. So when the plane is taxiing, so then the din is, that oil zaruk is an oil lahavias atumah, but it's not an oil achzatz b'fnei atumah. So the floor that separates between the luggage, the cargo on the bottom, and the passenger section is not choytzitz b'fnei atumah, but the ceiling above the passenger section is an oil lahavias atumah. That's a question. That's works men atayra. That is an oil lahachman, not lahakel. It sounds like the difference between lahachman and lahakel usually is a dead giveaway that it's only with the rabbanon on the level of the rice. It shouldn't make a difference in lahachman and lahakel. So some achrayim say like that. That distinction that it says that if there's an oil zark that's taxing on the ground, the roof of the passenger section is maybe a satum, and the floor in between the passenger section and the cargo is not chaytzes b'fnei atumah. It's only a chumer midirabbanan. Min haTorah, it's not an oil at all. Min haTorah, it's really the same as when it's mamish in the air. And others disagree. They say no, that on the level of the raisa, the roof is maybe a satum, whatever it is. So that's the shaila. When the plane starts to taxi, even if the koyin is not directly above the mace, but the roof on top of the passenger section is maybe a satumah. So when the plane was about to taxi off, so Rabbi Aaron Troy climbed into his plastic bag, and he zipped it closed from the inside. There was enough room to move around. He didn't want to do it again a second time because the people thought he was attempting to commit suicide. They didn't know what he was doing. But he just didn't want to become tameh. So that's a din of a klicheris mukav tzamit posan. The Mishnah says, lav dafka klicheris. A klicheris not mekabel tumah from the outside. If you have any kli that's not mekabel tumah from the outside, a plastic thing is synthetic material. Synthetic is not listed in the Chumash. There are those who the Vilna Gaon holds even other kinds of metal that are not mentioned in the Chumash are not mekabel tumah. So synthetic material for sure is not mekabel tumah. So that was his einfall based on the Mishnayos, and he felt he only has to be in the bag, in the plastic bag, when the plane is taxiing on the ground. When the plane is standing still, so the floor is chaytzes b'fnei atumah. When the plane is flying in the air, he just has to know where the mace is. He shouldn't walk directly above the mace, because it's not b'fnei atumah, not chaytzes b'fnei atumah. Only when it's taxiing on the ground, then you have the chumrah. That oil zarek is maybe a satumah. The roof is maybe a satumah. The floor is not chaytzes. So then you need a mukav tzamid pasil. So the chumrah says, if you have mukav tzamid pasil, it protects the tumah from going into the inside of the klicheris. But if it's not mukav tzamid pasil, then the tumah goes in. So the mashmoah says, let's say you have a little perfume bottle that's made from cheris material. Made from cheris. And you can't stick your finger in. But there is no such pasuk. By Zav, there's a pasuk that the hesed, when the Zav pushes the kli, so it's hesed, is kemaga bekula, is considered as if he touched it even on the inside, but that's only provided that the kli was roi lemaga bivsorai. If the opening is so tiny on the top, you can't stick in a pinky, you can't stick in a hair, so then it's not roi le tumas hesed. But there is no such din by tumas mace, oil a mace, so the tumah goes even if the opening is a teeny weeny opening on top. If the klicheris would be closed, so the mukotam pos, so the tumah doesn't go into the opening. But if the klicheris is open, then the tumah goes in, even though the opening is very tiny. So that's what the brisa makes a kal v'chaymer. Ma v'dinhu ma pachim ktanim shetorim b'zav. The zav cannot be mitame even behesed. There is no oil. There is no tumah soil by zav. Nonetheless, metame b'meis, because the tumas meis goes in into the tiny opening. If it's not mugot, it's amid posel. So mafot she metame b'zav, azav sits on a mafot. If it's miyuchad liyeshiva, if the thing is not miyuchad liyeshiva, unless you have something not miyuchad liyeshiva, you happen to sit on it, so then it's not metame. What's not miyuchad liyeshiva? That's a serving tray. It's miyuchad to put plates on it. It's not miyuchad for people to sit on it. So if a person doesn't want to sit on the floor, he sits on a tray that the waiters would usually use to serve. So that's not miyuchad yeshiva. So that doesn't have tumas mishkav moshe. Mishkav moshe is only it's miyuchad yeshiva. So that's what he says. Mafot. Shemetami bizav. It's miyuchad yeshiva. So it should be a kavuchay meredin, she intame b'meis, it should have tumas meis. Now, to what extent does it have tumas meis? So the meis is abiyavos atume, when a meis transmits tuma to Odom v'kelim, so it's going to be tame for 7 days, and he cannot become tame just by going to mikveh. He has to have hazor shlishi shvi, and then he can go to mikveh. Then he can go to the mikveh. If a zav is metame beheset, if the zav is metame bemedris, the mafots, there's no din that you need hazor shlishi shvi. It's tumas erev. You can be toivel it in the mikveh. It's not a problem. You can toivel in the mikveh. The question is, what material is it made from that you can be toivel in the mikveh? So if the mafots bemeis is a wooden thing, a wooden kli that has no base kibbutz, it doesn't have any indentation to it. It's a pshutik leitz. A pshutik leitz are not usually not mekabel tuma, but here the Gemara is mechadish that there is mekabel tuma. So fine, leitz have tara be mikveh if they become tame. Even though it's a pshutik leitz, but it has tara be mikveh, so that's not a problem. It could be it's nasa av hatuma. It could become an avtum because yesh lo tara be mikveh. The Gemara in Shabbos peidalan on the base has a kasha. How can you say that the mafots has a tumas medris, it becomes an afatume when the zav sits on it? How can that be? Because obviously a tar b'mikveh and a nasa afatume. How can it become a medris? And Agamor is not bothered with that. So that's what Tosis says. There are two kinds of a mafots. If the mafots is a wooden, is a pshutik li'eitz, so then it's yesh lo tar b'mikveh. Wouldn't kelim have tara b'mikveh? But if the mafetz is not even wood, it's from shifa v'gemi, so that's a discussion there on Masechus Shabbos. Shifa v'gemi means reeds. It grows from the ground. It's like wood, but it's not wood like this. So that's a shaila. Would he say yesh b'mino tar b'mikveh? If it would have been regular wood, it would have had tarb mikveh, so the sheaf of the gemi mafot also can become an afatuma. You don't hold from that din. Yesh b'mino, you don't require that this one does not have tarb mikveh. If you have a mafot that makes from sheaf of the gemi, it has no tarb mikveh. Only wood has tarb mikveh. But maybe since it's the same family as wood, yesh b'mino tarb mikveh, so maybe that's enough to make it into an afatuma. So that's a discussion. Machlokes Amoraim, Shabbos Peidal on the base. But if it's a mafet shaleitz, so mafet shaleitz is yesh latar b'mikveh. So that's not a problem. How can it become an avatumah? So what does the Gemara say? You learned it out of kal v'chomer from the zav, and you're saying that if you have a mace and there's a mafetz in the same room, since the mafetz is miyuchad lemedris, even though now no zav is sitting, a meis not metame lemedris. Zav, mishatuma yotza lemegufa is metame yamedris. A yoledis has a din amedris a little bit, not a full din. A yoledis has a one who has tuma yotza lemegufa, zav zavi, yoledis, and metzora. Metzora is a discussion, to what extent does he have tumas medris? But the mace doesn't have tumas medris. But if the mace is in the same room with the mafot, so it's like maga. So since the Mafis is Miyuchad the Medris, it can become an Afatume, so it can certainly, it can become a Medris if a Zav would sit on it. So even though there's no Zav over here, there's a Meis, so the Meis Avi Avois, it makes the Medris into an Afatume. So the question is, does it make it into an Afatume for Shiva? So that's what it sounds like. You need Hazar Shlishi Shvi. Makes it an Afatume, you need Hazar Shlishi Shvi, and then, only then you can be Tovel it in the Mikveh. So the Gemara asks, Kamasi lo ben l'tumas erev, ben l'tumas shiva. If not by the concept tumas shiva, you need hazor shlishi shvi to enable the kli to have tefillah b'mikveh, that's only by meis. That doesn't exist by the zav. So the Gemara asks, v'amai, why don't you say the kal v'chomer teaches you that there's a din of tumah, v'hani da'ala pukim b'tumas shiva? That it should only have Tumas Sarah. It shouldn't change the din that you know already. The din is by the Zav. By the Zav, there's a Tumas Medris, but it's only Tumas Sarah. There's no din of Tumas Shiva. So why shouldn't you say you figured out this din based on a Kavachamah from a Zav? So you should say, you can't change the din. So to this, the Gemara says, you got it all wrong. We're not learning out directly Mafetz B'meis from Medris by Zav. Learning out Mafetz B'sheretz from Medris by Zav. Mafetz B'meis from Mafetz B'sheretz. It's two steps over here. So that's what the Gemara says. Who asked the question? I already forgot who it. Only Rav Nachman Difti the Ravina on the fifth line from the top. Yes, Ravina question. The following Tana doesn't seem to hold from Dayo, even though it's Lemir for Kavachemer. So Ravina answers, that's a good question. Somebody asked this apparently in an earlier generation. Somebody asked it to Abaye, and Abaye gave an answer that there's something missing over here. Tana mi mafetz b'sheretz mai silo. So Rashi has two girsas, whether two mems, mi mafetz b'sheretz, or mafetz b'sheretz mai silo. They're the same thing. The two girsas is the same thing. It means you're learning out Mafetz B'Sheretz from Mafetz B'Zav, and then you learn Mafetz B'Meis from Mafetz B'Zav. It's a two-step Yalfusa. So the second step is learned out from Gzeirah Shavah. The first step is learned out by the Kal V'Chomer. You learn out Mafetz B'Sheretz, Ma'aseh from the Kal V'Chomer, from Mafetz from Medris. And then the second step, once you establish Mafetz B'Sheretz is Tomei, that's only Tumas Erev, then you have Gzeirah Shavah. Dayo Lebam and Adin only cancels the Kavachem, but it doesn't cancel the Gzeirah Shavah. So the second step to learn out Mafetz B'Meis, Mafetz B'Sheretz, that's learned out through Gzeirah Shavah. Then the Gemara says, whenever you done Gzeirah Shavah, we usually have a klal, Ein on the Dong Gzeirah Shavah Me'atzma, Elim Ken Kibla Me'Rabbi. But the Gemara seems to have, so it sounds as if you have to have a tradition on the Gzeirah Shavah. On every single Gzeirah Shavah, you need a tradition. But you see from the Gemara that it's not so. The Gemara has a whole debate over here. Is it Mufna Mitzad Echad? Is it Mufna Mishnei Tzad? Or is it not Mufna at all? The two words, Beged Lior, appear both by Sheretz and by Meis. So the words Beged Lior, the Torah has to tell me that these things are matamik. Begin is matamik lior. So are the words begin lior miyuter in both places, both by sheretz and by meis? Is it mufta mitzad echad? Is the word miyuter? Mufta means stands out. Is it miyuter? The word is the expression begin lior is miyuter in one place, is miyuter in both places, or is not miyuter at all? So the Gemara said, if you have a gzeirah shavah, which is ain't a mufta at all, then the maidim of Meshivim, you have a right to darshan Gzeirah Shavah. Sounds like you're darshaning on your own Gzeirah Shavah, even though you don't have a tradition. There are rules and regulations. When you have a right to darshan Gzeirah Shavah, when not? And there's a machloikis. If it's mufta mitzad echad, that's enough. That's lemaidim of Meshivim, or you have to mufta mishetzdot. So it's a machloikis. Is it only mufta mitzad echad is needed, or you need mufta mishetzdot? So you see that there is room to negotiate. Gzeirah Shavah is one of the midrash alternative to Eshet Zvan. and you have to figure out, do you have the right to darshan or not? So what happened to the Gemara? Ein and dong zarushavim and ken kibla me rabbi. Either you had a kabbalah, you didn't have a kabbalah. So the Rishonim asked that kasha and all these Gemaras, a lot of Gemaras, but the Gemara talks about darshaning zarushavim. Do you have the right? Is it the maidim and mishivim? You can ding zech with the zarushavim. So the Rishonim say you have to say that Gemara that says ein and dong zarushavim ken kibla me rabbi doesn't not to be taken literally. You have to have a tradition on exactly this din, that this Gzereshav. It means you have to have some Rishonim say you have to have, there's a tradition, how many Gzereshavas you have a right to darshan. Mispa Gzereshavas. Whatever, Chapan, it's 174 Gzereshavas. Whatever. So you can't exceed 174, but you can darshan whichever 174 you want. So if you want to darshan any given Gzereshava, you have to see, is it mufna mitzarechon? Is it mufna mishnei tzadim? Is there what to be meshiv? Is there what to dingzach to distinguish between it? How can you apply the din and the gzereshava? This is mochamer than that. That's one opinion in Rishonim. The other Rishonim say no. There's no misper gzereshava. Not that they had a tradition. How many gzereshavas? They had to have had a tradition on the word beged v'yor. But which beged v'yor that you have a right to darshan whatever you want? So this is the maidim and meshivim, so you better darshan a different beged v'yor. You got to darshan something else. Very strange. Both answers seem a little doichik, but that's mefurish and nigmar. The gzereshav is also from the midrash haturin at reshes behem. You darshan gzereshav. It's also a drasha. It's a chelik of the Torah shebal peh. That the chachamim in every generation have a right to darshan, and there are rules and regulations how you have a right to darshan. Anyway, so that's what the Gemara said. This is a two-step yalfusa. You're learning at Mafut the Sheretz from Medrash Bezav. Then you learn Mafut Bemeis from Mafut the Sheretz with the Gzereshava. So since the second step is the Gzereshava, so you can't tie in a Dayol of Omen Adin Liaskinon. Dayol of Omen Adin is only a din. A din means a kavachem, like ein onshem in adin. Only if it's a kavachem, but it's a Gzereshava, then Dayol does not apply. There is a Gemara Megillah. The Gemara Megillah has the same mission that appears in the first daf in Sanhedrin. And Akako is Tisha V'Koyin. If somebody is Magdish Karka, and the Gizba shall Hegdish wants to auction it off to the highest bidder, so you have to have a Bezna of 10 to assess what the value of the Karka is. You shouldn't sell $1 million Karka for $25. But the Yeved, maybe there is a Din B'di Yeved, Hegdish Avman, Shechil HaShavit put the Mechulo. Tosis is not sure whether the Din applies. I'm Magdish something that's worth $1 billion, and another guy comes and he gives a dollar, and it's good, but yeah, maybe that's only if the Magdish was paid there on a Shavu Pruta. But someone else also has the right. So Tosis is not sure. But Lachatchila, at least Lachatchila for sure. We learn that from the Psukim, that you're supposed to have a Bezin consisting of 10. That's a question. Usually you have a rule, ain't Bezin Shokel. You're not supposed to have an even number of Dayonim on a Bezin. Here you have an even number. You have to have a Bezna of 10, assess the value of the karka, and that's the minimum amount that the gizba is going to take. He says he's going to auction off to the highest bidder. The first bid has to be $1 million, because the 10 people said the karka is worth $1 million. And then, if someone bids higher, so we'll give it to the guy who bids more. So the Gemara says, it has to be Tisha B'Koin. You have to have a Bezna of 10 people, Jewish people. One of them should be a Koin, the other 9 can be Yisraelim. Gemara says, how do you know that? Because the word koin, the hemet ha-koin, the erech ha-koin, the word koin appears 10 times. So why don't you need 10 kohanim? So Gemara says, no, and miyotach miyotel le rabbis. Since it says koin the second time, and the third time, and the fourth time, and the fifth time, a tenth time, so it's a miyotach miyotel le rabbis. So each time it's marbe, it doesn't have to be a koin. But why do you need one koin? So the Gemara says, because it starts off, the first one says, hemet ha-koin, so you need a koin. And the second, the third, and the fourth, each one is and miyotach miyotach rabbis. The other 9 can be Israel. So the Gemara asks the kasha ela miyata. That's the afusa. How come you don't need 5 and 5? Why shouldn't it be 5 Israel and 5 kohanim? Why was that a kasha 5 and 5? So pasha pshat, you learn the first time it says koin, it means a koin. The second time it says miyotach miyotach rabbis, not a koin. Third time it really means a koin. The fourth time, every odd time it says koin, it means koin. Every even time it says miyotach miyotach rabbis, means non koin. That's Poshib Shah. I think Rashi learned that's Poshib Shah. And the Ritva in Megillah, when the Gemara has that kasha, Ritva says, because of Dayol of Omen Adin Liaskinon. How can you say, Mir Tach Mir? He says, all the nine Amir Tahamiut, the rabbis, and the first one really means Kohen. The next nine are Takamir Tahamiut Le Rabbis, non Kohen. But how can you say Dayolavam and Adem Liaskudan? How can you say that nine out of the ten don't have to be Kohanim? At least let it be five and five. How can you exceed the Mir Tahamiut more than the original din itself? It's a funny application to the. I don't know if he really means it. He uses the Lashon, Dayal Avoman Adem Lieskin Adam. Pashup Shat, Dayal is a din and din. In Kavachayim, it doesn't apply to Gzereshav, it doesn't apply to Mir Tachamir to other rabbis. Just a Melitza. The Ritva probably just meant Melitza. The Ritva always writes with Melitza. That's how they identified the Kisrayan. That's how they identified. They knew that they knew which one. I think originally the Chidush Haran on Shabbos was printed, was misidentified as the Ritva. So then when they looked at, then they found the Ksav Yad of the Ritva. So then they looked at the difference. The Ritva always writes Melitzas, always writes very sharp and very, always with Melitza. They identified that's the Ritva. And this, the Ran, is always bland. And sometimes the Ran on Shabbos is word for word the same as the Ran on the Rif. So that's the same person, okay? He has a bland style of writing. Yeah, the Gemara has a lot of assumptions on this daf. A lot of dinam of tumah letara. Okay, the lineage tomorrow will continue. There isn't there isn't too much more to discuss on this daf. You should try to finish past the Mishnah on Chavav and Meral. Leave out the Taisa. You have to do the Taisa. Let's do the Gemara.
Okay. When is our steps on a on a
matzah?